This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm out there along the beach with Nicole, Richie, and Jan Deck, the like Swedish musician, and we're eating soft crabs, and we're on Chincoteague Island off the coast of Virginia, and we're eating soft shell crabs, and we're doing sandcastle contest. And Jandek has built a sandcastle that is very ornate, and it's impressive. And Nicole, of course, has said, oh, well, I built my childhood home, and it looks nice as well. And then they get to mine, and they say, where's your sandcastle? And I say, well, it's very simple, my dears. I built Sandcastle Beach, and it's huge. And I win first prize, and we are celebrating chomping on more soft-shell crabs. And Nicole says, hey, why don't you put some of this sauce on there? And she takes out like a Ziploc bag full of like a hallucinogenic goo.
Oh my God. Wow.
So we're spreading that on the crabs and we're chomping down.
Ugh.
What, you, that's gross to you?
A little bit.
Why?
Why are you mixing seafood with hallucinogenic goo? I just think
what do you put your hallucinogenic goo on? Like, what is a compliment? Because I know it's like white wine goes with chicken and fish.
Right. I think something like a wheat thin.
Wheat thin for the goo. Oh, that's interesting. So it really is more of like a party favor dip situation, and yeah, it's not part of a heavy meal.
More of a hors d'oeuvre, a platter, if you will, a snack.
When we started this conversation, Cool Up, I'm here with Cool Up. I was pissed at you.
What?
Because the face you made, I went, fucking judge my goo story. And now I see that you've really put some thought into this. And
I love
in
to
fact,
entertain.
It was a little bit heavy to have all those crabs in me when I was tripping Billy's, as Dave Matthews likes to say.
Oh. Yeah, I just think the textures, it's they're too different.
That didn't help either. That didn't help either. So in the future, I will put it on some wheat thins when I want to trip Billy's, like Dave Matthews likes to say. But Cool Up is here.
What's my last name?
Vlasak.
Why were you shaking when you said it? It was the force of it.
It's an eruption.
Yes, it was like
when
that.
You truly summon the power of Vlasak.
I mean, it was a spell that came at me.
Yeah, the name comes from deep inside my bowels.
Bowels? Yes, okay.
It lives
primal.
It lives so far down in my animal wolf DNA that when I summon it forth, it physically affects me.
And it affected me.
And it affected me, and it affected you, and it affected Engineer Jordan. And I think we all saw, she just about fell out of her damn chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
So
all I saw were her socks.
Filet sock. her Cool Up filet sock. How much money did you make off those socks?
It's hard to say because, as you know, merchandise is folded into our daily Earwolf allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And so to what percentage of that pie?
What's hard your to Earwolf say? Per diem? And then we'll try to figure out what percentage
fair enough,
the socks
fair enough.
Make
know,
up.
As you know, a year has gone by since I left Who Charted. Mm-hmm. So I don't receive the per diem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in its heyday, it certainly was two LaCroix's. And I think Hefe Ulrich Dollar? I don't remember.
They don't, and they don't even have LaCroix out there anymore to give you a sense of what how much it's changed. They have Michael Bublé's soft drink, Bubly.
He's behind that.
I have to assume. Oh, gosh.
I definitely felt the blue-eyed soul when I drank it, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. When I took my first sip, I said, I guess you have met me yet. So we no longer have LaCroix here, and I think it's a good thing.
One more time with the Bublé. That was really, it painted such a picture for me. Not even a moving picture, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an ad that I think they need.
Right. It's me. Mm-hmm. It's a dark kitchen. It's the middle of the night. I'm feeling around. I grab a can. You can't see the label.
Spotlight.
Take a sip. Yeah, spotlight comes on. The police are outside. They're shining it through the front window.
It's not your kitchen.
It's not my kitchen. I've broken in. Bublé comes tumbling downstairs with a bat. He's in his like boxer shorts. He's like, what the hell are you doing in my kitchen?
Yes.
I go, I guess you have met me yet. And then we push zoom onto the can.
Yes. Yes.
Is that right? I mean, you're the filmmaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll have to shoot it on spec. But I do think,
You don't think we're going to get a big contract to shoot it?
I don't. But it's
just based on the concept?
I think we need to prove ourselves.
Well, I think I want to maintain full creative control.
I'm the director.
No, I want us, our team.
Okay, I see.
I don't want to sell this. Okay. And then they come in and they go, hey, Bublé's got to have that million-dollar smile on when he sees you. And I go, no, I've broken into his house.
Yeah.
We need him to appear at first to be angry. Not until I deliver the fucking cash money line.
Does he soften?
And then it's like, can't be mad at this.
Mm-mm. And then he is like a little boner.
Is there? Yeah. Oh, well, yes, because he's in sort of striped boxers and there's maybe the flap is just open where it's a peekaboo sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Can we possibly add a tag to the ad then cut to a screen where it's like Bublé drinks, you know, pouring into how soft drinks do into a glass and it looks nice and frosty and cold. And then it cuts to the two of us on the couch, like, We're just hanging out.
Yeah. It's a meet cute.
Yeah, it's a meet cute. It's just the end of the day, we're all human beings, aren't we?
That's right. And this is, you're so smart. This feels also like a backdoor pilot.
I don't know. I mean, would you watch something like that?
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're in his house and he doesn't know how I got in there, but at this point, it doesn't really matter because we're just fucking hitting it off.
I think it's like the male Dead to Me, which I think people are calling for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is what bothered me about Dead to Me. What's with all these women? So.
Yes.
Obviously.
I think it's because there's a woman who's the showrunner and creator, and I think that's the line right there. That's the connective tissue.
Okay. But what about representation?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Representation for all.
So we're only going to write our own direct experience. We're not going to try to portray a more varied.
You're right. It's like
texture and the different types of lives and experiences that are happening in our modern American society. For instance, white guy like me. A Bublé type. You know what I mean? Imagine those two together, the sparks flying.
And I think that's what you're right. It's like we're vilifying the imagination.
That's right.
It's what this is what
this is a story
TV
that
has
hasn't
done.
Been told.
Okay.
Me and Bublé, two guys, short brown hair.
You're not short by any stretch of the stretchiness.
I was talking just about the hair.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Continue.
No, I'm not short by any stretch. I'm sort of a stretch by any short. Oh. So the thing I want to say now is, look, you left your wolf. I don't think I was alone in turning to everyone who would listen and saying, she's never going to work again. Never going to see. Last we ever heard from Kula.
Is that
that's
true?
It. She's toast.
You told that biggest to everyone?
Biggest mistake I've ever seen someone make in this industry. And I've been around.
Oh, wow.
A couple of days. So imagine my shock when you made documentary film.
Sorry?
When you made a documentary film.
Ah. Well, you were aware of the documentary film, remember?
Okay, but then it is on Amazon?
Okay, it is on Amazon.
Okay. Where I go to watch A Very English Scandal. Where I go when I want to see part of Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, which I missed in the theaters and then didn't finish watching on Amazon either. Where I want to go to watch, for instance, a little TV show you might have heard of about a police detective who's not necessarily going to let himself be handcuffed by the rules.
Is it Bosch?
I'm not saying it is or it isn't.
I just, would you be willing for the fans to just share with us your last Amazon cart? Would you be willing?
You want me to get in there?
I'd love to see just a different dimension to you.
Okay.
Even though clearly you're a diamond.
What does that mean?
You have so many ear prism, but of high quality.
Okay, let's see.
Not a blood diamond. One that was ethically
my shopping mined. Cart is empty.
Okay, but let's go past orders. The last pass order.
Yeah. Okay. Orders.
Yes.
Now, my wife and I share an account, so.
Okay.
My personal purchase that I most recently got.
Yes, please.
Hang on one second, and I'll tell you. It is the
got this build up.
Luxury Edition Steamer Technology 8-in-1 powerful clothes wrinkle remover, clean, sterilize, sanitize, refresh, treat, defrost for garment, home, kitchen, bathroom, car, face, travel. And then in brackets, it says gold.
The coloration.
Yes.
Colorway. Okay.
And it is the iSteam 2019 Luxury Edition. Generation technology, nanopolymer filter, purifies tap water and prevents calcification formations, 25-second steam ready time, 10-minute continuous stream, 120-milliliter large container, 570-gram extra handy ultralight.
Travel? Are you able to travel with this? Fly like your summer weddings.
We're going to find out.
Oh, wow.
We're going to find out.
Did I nail it? Are there places you need to go?
I will be going to a wedding this summer, and I will be not going to two other weddings. Think about
Whoa!
That.
Oh, invite. No, thank you. RSVP. No, thank you.
Yep. And they got to those people. I hope hear this because they got to wonder why I did go to the one.
You're better friends with that person.
In fact, my wife is better friends with that person.
You'd rather not go at all.
No. Okay. I do want to go to that one.
Okay.
Kula, stop making me get so real and read my Luxury Edition Steamer Technology 2019 8-in-1 Powerful Clothes Wrinkle Remover iSteam specs.
I apologize.
Alexa, reorder steamer travel.
Why?
I don't know. That's what it says here. It says purchase one time, last purchase on May 13th, 2019. And then it says, try, and then in quotes, what I just said. So I did try it. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
But that's not going to stop me from trying again.
Here we go.
Alexa, reorder steamer travel. Can we get into possibly the premise of this episode?
Absolutely.
Now you've learned a little bit about me.
Thank you.
In a way, you've heard about my origin story, haven't you? Between the steamer.
Well.
And this.
Your wedding behavior.
Yes. I see you making this documentary and you've pulled it off and it's out there for everyone to see. You've gotten your feet wet. Schedule is insane.
Oh, okay.
So the idea of seeing it or not seeing it, like, it's out there, isn't it?
Yeah. I just wonder maybe as my friend and
I don't want to spoil. For me, I don't want any spoilers.
What? How so?
Well, what I would like, now that you've gotten your feet wet with this documentary.
Yeah.
Is for you to step up to the big leagues and make a documentary about me.
But you have not seen mine. How can you feel that I'm the right person to handle this project?
Well, no one else seems to
be interested in it.
Yes.
So I'm like, did you make a deck? What materials did you make?
Mm-hmm. I got a deck. Uno cards.
Okay.
I'm sort of the wild draw four of my friends.
Okay, so I guess maybe we can get some... Do you think maybe Una would be interested in financing this? I've done a documentary. No, okay.
What's it? You're looking for money?
Well, I spent a lot of money on this, and so I'm looking to try to just crack into my debt.
Well, can you come up with like an origin story for me?
Well, no, you would tell me what your origin story is, and then we would build from there.
I was hoping you would tell me what it is. And ideally, I would like it to not really involve Hayes.
Well, wait, why?
Just so when I approach him about doing this, his whole thing was kind of like, I got a fucking origin story for you. It's like, I found your Happy Meal ass in the gutter and I built you up from scratch and you're nothing without me.
Well, is that true?
Even if it was true, there's a nicer way to say it.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So my feeling is,
yeah,
if I can get out ahead of his thing.
Yeah.
And sort of set the narrative.
Yeah.
That maybe I've done something interesting.
Right, that you found him.
Or that my life has some kind of...
You found him in a dumpster eating a Happy Meal.
I'd rather not mention him.
Oh, at all. It's as if he doesn't
exist.
And
it wasn't that I was eating a Happy Meal. Oh. He just only refers to me as like, I saw your Happy Meal ass.
I see.
And that's how he refers to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's... Okay. Well, is there any... Let's just talk about your origin story and then maybe I could give me some ideas. Because it's got to be believable.
Okay.
All right, so what is a defining moment in your life where things completely changed for you?
Tried milk.
Huh?
I had a glass of milk.
Okay. You were doing formula for a while, and that first taste of...
No. I mean, maybe I was, but I don't remember that. But I remember, like, having some milk.
Okay, how old are you in this time?
25.
25, oh! Okay. Huh. All right. Okay. You're 25. Why did you have the milk?
By accident.
Someone tricked you to have milk?
No. No, I was by myself. I just wasn't really looking at what I was pouring.
Did you enjoy the milk?
No, it made me sick.
Oh, okay. So the sickness, that's what changed you. You found out that you...
I had to change.
Oh, you're lactose intolerant? Is that...
I don't know. You know, I'm not medical. I don't have a medical background.
Did you shit yourself?
I thought you meant
you had to change your clothes. I'm sorry.
I did have to change my clothes.
Oh.
Because I spit the milk all over it.
Okay.
Like, you know, as soon as it touched my tongue, basically, I'm spitting it everywhere. So I guess that could be a scene.
Yeah. Okay. I guess how did that change your outlook in life and your identity?
Oh, less milk since then. Yeah.
Less though.
Yeah.
When you do have it, do you still spit it up or?
It depends what it's in.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we need a little bit more.
More?
Than that. Yeah. I don't know. How's your relationship with your parents? Is there anything there that we could talk about? A conversation that you, like for me, I found out my dad wasn't my real dad. And that shook me to my core. Is there some sort of conversation like that, maybe?
Well, my dad likes video games.
Do you like video games?
No.
Okay, so there's sort of a conflict there. Mm-hmm. Did he love it so much that he neglected you? You felt abandoned by your father. He chose to raise, instead of be with you and raise you, he was always playing Halo like that, or?
No, it wasn't Halo.
Okay. Mario Kart. Mario Kart, you felt like Mario Kart was your big brother.
Ooh, maybe I do like video games.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Mario Kart's pretty good.
Okay. All right. How about your mom then? Does she withhold love? Does she have a separate love language than you do? Like my mom, she won't say it, but she'll cook me food and that's a big part of, you know, how she shows me her love.
My mom's pretty nice.
All right. All right. Your first true love, right? Someone you fell in love with, and there was a split. You made a mistake, she made a mistake, and it scarred you, right? Mm-hmm. Can we talk about maybe a love scar?
Love scar.
Or a in the heart, like a heart scar, or like
I have a scar on my knee.
Okay, where had that happen?
Got hit by a car.
Whoa! Holy, oh my God. What? Tell me that tale.
Well, I was trying to race this car.
Okay, keep going. This seems promising.
And I sort of could tell I wasn't going to win. So I was like, well, let me see if I can slow it down a little bit. And I kind of offered it my knee.
Not the driver, the car?
The car, yeah. Huh. And
you offered it your knee.
Okay. I sort of gave it my knee to be like, man, chew on this for a little while. And it sure did.
Okay. You were in the hospital, I assume, for a while.
Yep.
Bandaged up. You were immobile. Did you have thoughts in your head like, I don't ever want to do this again. I don't want to race cars on foot.
Well, I was what I said in the hospital, you know, I was asleep a lot.
Okay.
But one thing I said was, hey, no milk, okay?
Oh, okay, it does tie back. So we do have sort of a theme. Could you just tell me what your most important relationships are? I know you didn't want to bring up Hayes.
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of
But maybe if we just talk about it, we can swap him for someone else, like another name. Like,
do you want to do it?
What do you mean?
Would you want to be the...
Whoa, to be both a director and a subject again?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really emotionally taxing, but I guess I do know what it feels
like.
Hello. Hi, buddy.
Hayes? Hi, what's up?
No.
What's up, dude? Just you, man, you, so you what, called in or?
Hey.
No, you called me.
We called,
Kevin?
Chef Kevin?
Kevin.
I was asking.
Is it the thing where, did someone say my name?
Yeah, I guess, maybe Kulop said your name.
I was wondering where you were.
I'm walking home from the hobby shop.
Oh, cool. What'd you buy?
Some shells.
Could you let the listeners know, just behind the scenes, again, no more? Could you describe the shells and I guess read the receipt if you could.
So, okay. Purple shell. $11.
Wow, that seems expensive.
Hermit crab shell, $28.
What an expensive hobby shop.
It's interesting because Kulop really came for Hayes about the shells, but he had receipts.
Brown shell.
I asked him for
$390.
What are you doing with these shells?
How big is the brown one?
The brown one is pretty big, so
must be.
I'm going to try and do a thing. So I get to this hobby shop, and they've got this little hermit crab habitat in there. And so I see it, and I'm watching the hermit crab for a little while, and I'm like, I don't really want that, but I would like to sort of do a similar thing to what that crab is doing.
To yourself?
So the brown shell.
That's big enough for you to get in there.
So the brown shell I could get in and sort of scuttle around it. Not outside yet.
That's a massive shell. You are
I'm dragging it behind me in a wagon right now.
Like a radio flyer?
Huh?
Like a radio flyer wagon? No, it much bigger than that.
No, it's on wheels.
Okay. Wow. Wow, because you're also a tall man. Okay.
What do you mean also?
Oh, I mean, Sean, you both are very tall men.
We had talked about, well, so.
Obviously you didn't hear, but we were talking
about. I'm taller.
So we weren't even doing a show, really. That's fine. We weren't even really doing a show. Cool Up was just here to teach me kickboxing. And I was
for the podcast.
For yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And so
Cool Up, this is great because I've been meaning to talk to you about something. First of all, sorry I was out of town for the big release party.
Yeah,
that was in the news.
Right. Yep. Yeah. No problem.
You make a documentary about me?
Huh?
You make a documentary about me?
I guess I'm flabbergasted. You want me to make
I have been, you know, we talk about representation.
Yes. It's so important right now. It's Asian Pacific Heritage Month. Yes.
Yes. For now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
but
just this
pretty
month.
Soon it won't be anymore.
Unfortunately, you're right.
And then conceivably, it could be almost anybody month.
All right,
Sean. Okay. Could it maybe be some, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a story that needs to be told is like a sort of Sean and Hayes type month.
And.
Well, but
you have to admit, it is weird to only do like movies about people that look exactly like you.
Isn't that strange?
I guess that wasn't my intention, you guys. It was more...
Wow, then you really screwed up.
Okay, no, I did intend to do one about myself and my family.
What were you trying to make it about?
I'm just saying that my intention wasn't to exclude you, is my point that I was trying to make, and I admit that it came out wrong.
I'm not saying you excluded us. I'm saying you excluded everyone in the world except yourself.
Well, my family and like Scott's in it, and
oh great!
I mean, Earwolf appears in it.
Scott's in it.
What? What's wrong with Scott?
Good. Scott's in it. Oh, like Scott needs more documentaries about him.
This is the only one.
Oh please!
And he's not even the main subject.
As if we need another Scott-umentary. This is unbelievable.
Okay, you're a little flush right now, and I just beg you to just take a little bit of a breather, because I just don't think this is the right tone to take. That's my opinion.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean I'm a little flush?
You have a little redness in your cheeks. You're piercing. Your eyes are piercing me.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes, can we talk about your project? I really just need to change the subject.
Okay, open on Black Box Theater.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm sitting in a chair pretending to drive a car.
All right.
Surrounding me are the other janitors at Harvard.
Wait, but it should be a true story. You know what I mean? Like, documentaries are
good. It's about to be.
What is that? Is that why you're in Boston?
Huh?
Is that why you're in Boston? Are you a Harvard
janitor?
I'm at
the hobby shop.
Oh.
Cool Up.
On his way back.
Sorry. I'm confused.
The hobby shop is not Boston.
I'm confused. How is this true? You're not a janitor.
It's the hobby shop.
I know, but you're not a janitor.
Not anymore.
What?
Yeah, that's his origin story.
I'm a podcaster now, cleaning up all the other podcast mess. I guess I'll always be a janitor.
Okay, there's something there.
When did you start working?
I was at Second City. I was trained at Second City. We aren't allowed to show that because too many secrets to funniness.
Okay.
Then I am going around being the janitor, training the other janitors how to do improv, every length of form.
Okay. Okay.
Mainly medium.
And it
form.
Always begins with the driving.
Okay. And how did that affect who you are now, if this is your origin
story? I'll tell you how.
Okay.
I'm initiating a premise. I say, wow, that was a great party. Mm-hmm. And the other janitor is like, yeah, I wish you'd let me stay instead of kidnapping me. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. This guy's not bad. Then this little rich bookworm walks into the janitor's lounge, and he's dragging a Happy Meal ass behind him.
Okay.
And he has this little orbit of cronies circling him, like the Mario Kart shells that his dad is so in love with.
Can I ask you what
the red shells? If you get more than one, they circle you.
What does a Happy Meal ass mean? Like, I'm not familiar with that term. To have a Happy Meal,
you know
ass.
It when you see it. Tell him to stand up and do a little spit for you.
Oh, we're talking about Sean.
I feared as much.
Are you near a biplane right now?
Well, he's got to get those shells all the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he can't take the wagon all the way from the hobby shop. He brought the wagon out to the biplane, and now he's going to fly him the rest of the way home.
Are you in the plane right now?
Yeah, I just got in the plane.
Wow.
Don't forget your goggles.
Guys. And it's dragging a banner behind it that says, get out of the way, shells.
Hayes, I know you don't know this because you just came on, but Sean was talking about possibly doing an origin story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess I mentioned it. Yeah, I guess I mentioned it. I don't even think the mics were on or anything because that's not what it was about. But yeah, I guess I maybe.
Oh, so you've heard this story already.
Well, not exactly.
How I pulled this
exactly
Happy Meal ass out of the gutter.
It's not exactly how I remember it.
Was it an actual gutter? Like, had he did his ass fall in the gutter?
Well, Gutter was the name of Jon Favreau's character in PCU, and in the story, I'm attending college, so in a way, he's like pulling me out of the gutter type situation. Was attending school at PCU.
Thanks for clarifying.
I
didn't follow that. I just wonder if you guys should just combine your stories together once we figure out exactly what the story is, because I feel like we're not there yet.
Okay.
What's Sean's story?
You know, good stuff. Just a lot similar stuff.
Okay.
Not really drinking milk really in it. And
okay.
Sorry, do you want to talk after the plane lands?
Yeah, you wouldn't even take a sip. You're scared to even have a sip.
Well, yeah, just yeah.
Well, I guess, guys, I think we're getting past the heart of, like, you guys know what an origin story is. I don't think we've figured it out yet. Like, yeah.
My schedule.
What?
My schedule is.
No, I was
so busy.
I wasn't asking. I assumed you hadn't seen it, Hayes.
And I don't want any spoilers.
Do you guys watch movies? You're not going to get...
No, the ultimate spoiler.
Is to watch a movie to completion?
If you see it, yeah. Plus, TV is kind of where all the great storytelling is these days.
I don't know why...
Did you screen it at the party? I might have been able to see it there.
No, it was in it was in a screening party.
Separate screening.
Well, there was a free screening at UCB last night. You guys weren't there. There was the LA premiere downtown, open to anybody. You guys can come on the 30th to the Natural History Museum. There you go.
I got married there.
Okay, so you'll return with your wife and you'll feel the love again while watching me cry.
She's busy.
No, he's saying he's not allowed back because he had an illegal wedding there.
Mm.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, okay, maybe that's an origin story. That's juicy. Like
secret wedding illegal in the
yeah. Yeah. And it made you change who you are and you do things differently because of it, right?
Yeah, I'll say.
Okay, tell me. Give me something.
Well, a lot of times now if I want to do something, I got to go like, hey, do we have anything at this time? Or can I go do it?
So this is just like a Google calendar. You have a shared Google calendar with your wife. I don't.
He was facing the wrong way and he accidentally married an ox.
Oh.
Technically, legally, I am married to an ox.
At least I think it was an accident.
So then you're cheating on your ox with your wife? Wait. You have.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
but it's a stuffed ox.
Right. But if you're legally bound to her, I don't want to judge her.
The ox? Yeah. Well, I think an ox is only a boy.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Your shrug is so
female
aggressive.
Female ox?
I think so.
Maybe.
The female ox.
The female ox. That's a documentary, huh? Unpacking the mysteries.
Was Jeff at the party?
No.
Jeff Bezos?
Oh, I thought you meant Ulrich. No.
Wow, did not mean to expose that.
Oh, whoa, and now we know he wasn't there. And what was going on for him? Busy or you guys don't talk anymore?
I mean, I'm sure, you know, with all things, it's a combination of both. And who's to say where that lands, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But Jeff Bezos was there?
No. It's not like they bought my film. It's just on Amazon Prime, available now.
If Jeff Bezos was there,
I think it's Bezos?
It's Bezos. And okay. If he was there,
yeah.
Do you feel like he would have shown you some of his dirty pictures?
Like, if I asked, I think yes. I think I'm very
very
compelling.
Persuasive.
Very
yeah.
Persuasive.
Hayes, what do you think? You buy it?
What would you have said?
Yeah, good question.
Hey, can I see your phone?
Wow.
Okay, he's right.
I just threw my phone straight ahead of me.
You're on a plane. You'll never get it back.
I know.
You're gonna have to do some sort of tricky loop-de-loo.
Was Jeff B. Davis there?
You got it. That's amazing. He's like the Red Baron.
Well, the Red Baron was like a war criminal.
Yeah, man. Bad boy.
He was a bad boy. And I think we could agree on that now.
But then he made pizza.
And the Red Baron is canceled.
The pizza's so good. Was Jeff B. Davis there?
Why did Snoopy want to be him? Or no, Snoopy wanted to kill him.
Snoopy's trying to kill him. Snoopy shooting him.
So... I think I would love to just maybe get you both in a room.
Really dodging the question of whether Jeff B. Davis, Harmontown sidekick, was there.
He wasn't there.
Jesus, man.
He wasn't there.
There's like no Jeffs at the entire party.
I'm picturing.
So there's no Jeffs coming and there's still not room for Hayes. Wow.
Guys, it just, you know, it was my birthday party as well, and there's just, like, limited space, and I don't mean to...
Your birthday party makes it? Yeah.
I'm just saying...
So it's two parties I wasn't invited to.
Okay, it was one party.
Mm-hmm.
It was both my release and my birthday party, because they were 5:10, 5:11. It makes sense. Combine the parties, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just, you know, limited space. I'm just saying... I apologize. I'm sorry. This is awkward.
Why limited space?
What do you mean? There's only so much square footage and that's empirical truth.
Is that why you're moving?
How do you know I'm moving?
It was in the newspaper.
No, I, you know, we,
That was in the works for a while. It's unrelated, but sure. Mm. Was it sort of like an opportunity to have an open house while those people were there?
Party.
Well, to have an open house. Are you in the market for a second home? Are you? Because I definitely could tour. Where are you moving to? I mean, I don't think we should talk about that.
No, you don't have to give me the address. Okay, so you only talked to the
freaking newspaper about it.
I didn't. I had nothing to do with that, and it was actually upsetting.
Are you better friends with the newspaper than with me?
Okay.
Hayes, I'm getting an idea for a little documentary of my own.
Have you guys invited me to your birthday parties ever?
Maybe it's me and you are doing a documentary about how Kulop is nasty to us.
I am never nasty to you. Never.
Sometimes it's more hurtful for you to be nice to my face and then behind my back have a million crazy parties.
Are you
beeping your plane's horn?
Did you just almost hit a semi with your biplane?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I had to honk. I was getting really depressed about the party situation, and I was just kind of letting the plane drift.
You were quiet for a minute before. It seems like maybe you almost passed out and your head hit the horn, huh?
For being depressed, yeah. It's like Charlie Brown.
I'm sorry I didn't invite you guys, okay? I'm sorry. Do you accept my apology?
Wow. No.
No!
Okay, if Hayes is going to go with no, I also have to say no. I was saying sorry.
No, so, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Someone was offering to wash my windshield.
At a sky station? Where are you?
I'm driving it now. It's biplane, which means that it is bi in the way of like
two.
It is two into being both a plane and a car.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the
two. Yeah, okay. Plane goes both ways.
Plane goes both ways?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, well, so then what do you accept my apology?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then I gotta have my boys back. I gotta say yes then.
No, what do you, just think for yourself, Sean. Do you accept my apology? You don't have to, but
Ace,
just think.
Do I?
She wants you to say no. She's addicted to conflict. She's getting her fix right now.
That's not true.
I guess this documentary you made got you into like a reality show world where it's just everything is some kind of crazy conflict.
You're the one who was trying to do documentary without Hayes.
What?
That's why you brought me on.
Hayes, what's she even talking about?
And he didn't even have, he wanted me to create one, an origin story. He doesn't even have his own.
You just lost a role.
Well, yeah.
You just lost a role of your life.
I don't even know what he means.
You just blew it. Kulop had agreed to portray you in the film,
Hayes.
I did it,
Hayes. That's not true.
She loves being in her own documentaries.
Of course no one could ever portray you.
She only wants to be in her own documentaries.
I'm short and Asian. It doesn't make sense.
She was saying that she was really going to...
Were you going to put me on a rack and stretch me out?
She was going to out-Haze the Hayes man, she said.
Never, never. No, I only
have... Is that why I was voice called? Kulop says, let me play the Hayes man?
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's not... That's not what happened.
Oh, God. And that part will probably get edited out of the episode, too. Oh, I'm sick to my stomach just thinking about how she controls this entire place.
I don't have a podcast.
Who is it? Is it Jordan?
It's Engineer Jordan.
Hi.
Oh, geez. Known traitor and for a very low price.
What? No, don't wrap me up in this.
She's for sale. Goddamn audio mercenary.
What?
A cell sword.
She has a freaking, like, gas station, like, price ticker.
Guys, this doesn't make sense. I don't have a podcast here. I'm only a guest.
No, you don't have a podcast here. You have the whole goddamn fucking network.
You think I'm Scripps?
You're the queen of Scripps. She basically just admitted it. She just said, I'm Scripps.
You think that I'm the wizard? I'm not the wizard, okay?
It is. It always seemed like kind of a fake story that you left Scripps and moved into Unscripted. programming.
Sorry, something in my throat. And it, no, that is not the case, you guys. You have to believe me. And it would have been in the documentary. But oh, God, you didn't see it. Shit.
Well, just
a schedule.
Schedules are nuts. So
I'm in a plane.
I feel that your schedule is wide open if you're looking for Shell Holmes. What? Who is that?
Hayes, are you on a date? Are you on a date with some sort of fancy countess?
Is she in the back of your biplane? What is going on?
What did you hear?
We heard the laugh of a fancy countess.
Probably holding please. Like a picnic basket in her lap. That's what it sounded like.
Okay. Please don't tell anyone I'm on a date. She is, so, okay, let me walk away for a second. She is wearing this shell that I would like to get up into.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shell for two. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is
for
interesting.
For now.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Wait, are you going to con her out of her shell?
This is like a dirty, rotten scoundrel situation, or more recently, the hustle.
This is the hustle.
This is the hustle.
Wait, Hayes, this is...
You're in your garbage bag dress, correct?
Thank you, trashy dress.
This is a... Guys, I know we were fighting before, but this may be an origin story. What's happening right now in real time?
Oh.
Cause if,
how Hayes found his shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. It's okay. So interesting. So often people tell a story of finally coming out of their shell, but for Hayes, really, he didn't start living life until he got into one. In.
Yeah.
Until I came into my shell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, there's going to have to be some sort of arc where you're more changed than just having a physical shell. You'll have to, you know, grow, maybe. Do you feel okay doing that?
Hayes, you're pretty big
Did
already.
Did you grow
man.
In yours?
Yes, emotionally. I'm still 5'5".
What'd you grow? What'd you grow?
I'm more confident now.
Really?
What is that supposed to mean? Sean?
I don't know.
What? Are you saying I'm not confident?
I'm saying I don't see a big difference.
All right. Okay, fine. That's your opinion. I also grew my community. I have more community now. And
the show?
I'm not part of the show.
Jeff B. Davis is friend.
Oh, yeah.
I am friends
the
with
the show.
I am friends with Jeff Davis.
Aha. Why didn't he like us?
What are you talking about?
We did the show, and the whole time he's kind of looking at us like, what the fuck?
Wait, you did what show?
Hermantown.
Oh, well, I don't know. I can't speak for him. I'm just a friend.
Did you do that?
No, never asked.
Never asked.
Some community.
Yeah, big okay. community. All
I
right.
wasn't talking about the community of
growing
white males.
That community.
That's not... That's covered. I'm fine. There.
Well, maybe someone should be talking about the community of white males.
For once.
Save the males.
Guys, do you think maybe co-opting like important movements is maybe not the best thing to do in this, you know, just the climate that we're in?
Okay, so I'm going to co-opt an unimportant movement. I'm not going to go very far.
All right, we'll try.
Okay, what's like a really unimportant movement?
Damn it, I feel like I really walked you into that.
Okay, let me think. What is something that doesn't matter?
God damn it. I made a mistake. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, POCs. I made a mistake.
I'm trying to think of one.
You know, the disenfranchised, the people in the fringes. I thought I was doing good, and then I fucked up.
What is one that's just is
maybe
just
like
sucks?
I'm sorry.
Cooking beans from scratch instead of buying canned beans.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so now you co-opt that. Let me hear it.
All right. So, okay. So then it's me. So, Hayes, how do we do that? Cooking beans from scratch. Like, we're telling, like, people are telling people to do that. How do we kind of make that about us?
Cook, I guess we
cook my beans.
Yeah, that's right. We say instead of cooking your own beans, why you cook my beans instead?
Yeah.
Cook my beans, Buble.
Cook my beans, Buble.
Huh?
Wow, okay. So that maybe is episode two of the series that we cracked earlier.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It's a spinoff. Look,
it's
guys.
It's a spinoff?
Guys.
From a backdoor pilot?
Yep. Think like a billionaire. Think like a Bezos.
Billionaire mindset.
Thank you.
Where's
Hayes?
Oh, there. Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Have you ever seen the Twitter feed Billionaire Mindset?
I haven't.
Oh, God. They have the best tips on wealth. You got to think like a billionaire. Yeah, and here's my first example of thinking like a billionaire. Oh, God. I buy whatever I want. Oh, my God. I could buy literally anything. All the shells. Doesn't matter.
Oh, right. And that's...
Here, let me do that. Okay, just pulling up my bank statement. Wow!
Thinking like a billionaire.
Wowie zowie!
And I'll take us back to reality with another billionaire mindset. Still not enough.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
Wow.
I just hurt my foot, and all the money in the world I still have a hurt foot. Think about that.
I'm thinking, and I'm actually really happy that you guys have forgiven me and that we're all good now. And
oh yeah, I never cared.
That hurts more than I thought it would.
Even more than Sean's foot? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's
I'm being
right.
Dramatic, but maybe like a knife.
It's appropriating
heart.
In a way, isn't it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's now I'm important now movement. I'm hurt. Oh, now I'm hurt also.
Yeah, now we're all hurt.
I can have that feeling if you have that feeling. You don't own being hurt, Hayes.
Well, then I can also feel like I need to figure out who my parents are. First of all, they're not as funny as me.
Wait, do you not know who your parents are?
I certainly at least don't know where my funniness came from.
Yep. That is interesting. I have often wondered, where's all this funniness spewing out of? Because okay. I'm up to
so
here
that
with
must
it.
Be something, you know, you guys, maybe I go around and I look for this.
That's not a bad idea. I certainly feel like it's worth, you know, at least like a super deluxe.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Get some content up there. Sure to last forever.
I mean, I think it's actually, I think you're
no way super deluxe folds a third time.
Sorry, I'm busking. You guys hear that?
Are you in a fair? A rent fair? Where are you?
No, I ran out of gas. I got to make a little scratch.
Let's do this. I wish I was with you shooting this. This could be the documentary. This is the most interesting story.
No
cameras,
please.
Where are you?
Do you guys know this song?
Yeah, you gotta hide your love away.
Why? That's my question.
Well, that's maybe a documentary.
That is. We landed on something. I'd love to direct this. Please.
Look, there was a time when society would not have accepted your biplane. Now it's normal. But there was a time when a plane like that would have to hide its love away.
Okay. I guess I do get it.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm in.
Kulop's making the wrap it up sign.
All right, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.